Hey everyone, welcome back to Depression Destroyer. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, bringing you another dose of daily hope and healing. Now, if your mind feels like a runaway roller coaster sometimes zooming between worries, what ifs, and anxieties about everything under the sun, you're not alone. Anxiety is something we all deal with, right? It's like that persistent house guest who just won't leave, even when you've offered them cookies and politely asked them to head out. But listen up, because today, we're going to equip ourselves with some serious weapons against anxiety. We're talking about practical tools, real-life strategies, and a whole lot of mindset magic to help you reclaim your inner peace. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into how to manage that pesky anxiety and worry monster once and for all. Ever felt like your mind is playing a never-ending game of what if? You know that feeling when your heart starts racing just thinking about a potential problem that might not even happen? Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing. We can choose how we respond to those anxious thoughts. We can let them take over and spiral into panic mode, or we can learn to manage them like the true bosses we are. And guess what? You don't need a therapist or a magic wand, just a few simple strategies that you can implement right now. First up, mindfulness. Think of it as training your brain to be present in the moment, instead of getting stuck in the past or worrying about the future. It's like hitting the pause button on those racing thoughts and taking a deep breath, focusing on your senses, what do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch. This helps ground you and bring your attention back to reality. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. You know those I can't, I won't, this is going to be a disaster kinds of thoughts that pop up like unwelcome guests. It's time to kick them out. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those negative thoughts are just exaggerated fears based on what-ifs, not actual facts. Third, take action. Ever noticed how sometimes the best way to combat anxiety is to just get up and do something? Even if it's a small task, like taking a walk, making your bed, or calling a friend, taking action can help you feel more in control and less overwhelmed by those anxious thoughts. Fourth, prioritize self-care. This isn't about bubble baths and face masks, although those are great. It's about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Think healthy eating, regular exercise, getting enough sleep, connecting with loved ones, and doing things that bring you joy. When you take care of yourself, you're better equipped to handle stress and anxiety. Finally, seek support. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or consider seeking professional help from a therapist or counselor. Talking about your feelings can be incredibly powerful in helping you manage anxiety. Okay, picture this. You're walking into a big meeting, and suddenly your heart starts racing, palms sweating, brain going haywire with what-if scenarios. You feel that familiar knot of anxiety tightening in your chest. But wait. Remember our toolkit. Take a deep breath, ground yourself in the moment by noticing the sounds around you. Challenge those negative thoughts. Is it truly a disaster waiting to happen or just a meeting? Maybe you take a quick walk outside for some fresh air before entering, reminding yourself that you've prepared well and are capable of handling this. D? You're already winning. By using these strategies, you can turn anxiety from your enemy into something you can manage and even use to your advantage. Remember, managing anxiety isn't about eliminating it completely. Life throws curveballs, after all. It's about learning to navigate those moments with grace, resilience, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So go out there, own your day, and remember you've got this. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might benefit from these strategies. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.